and good morning. Welcome to Community Voice. I'm your host, Josh Engel. Today's program is live streaming on our WLBB Facebook page. So if you have any questions or comments for our guest today, please feel free to throw those in the chat. Today's guest for Tuesday, October 15th, is the legendary Thunderbolt Patterson. Thunderbolt Patterson, born Claude Patterson in 1941, is a legendary figure in the world of professional wrestling. Known for his charisma, distinctive vocal style, and hard-hitting wrestling moves, Patterson was one of the most prominent African-American wrestlers of his era. His career took off in the 1960s and 70s during a time when racial tensions were high in the U.S., yet Patterson's larger-than-life presence and talent made him a fan favorite across regional wrestling circuits, particularly in the NWA, the National Wrestling Alliance. Patterson became one of known for his fast-paced, dynamic style, which earned him victories against some of the biggest names in the sport, including the likes of Ric Flair, Ole Anderson, and The Sheik. Off the mat, Patterson was an outspoken advocate for wrestlers' rights and racial equality in the sport. He famously clashed with promoters over issues of fairness and equal treatment, paving the way for future African-American stars in the wrestling business. Beyond his in-ring legacy, Patterson's contribution to breaking down racial barriers in wrestling remain an essential part of his story. Even after his career slowed down, Thunderbolt Patterson remained active in the community, advocating for social justice and mentoring young athletes. His influence and determination to stand up for what's right continue to inspire new generations, both in and out of the wrestling ring. Good morning, Mr. Patterson.
Heaven high.
Hi, hi.
Giving God all of the glory. I just want you to understand something. If it had not been for the Lord in my life, I'm 83 years old, and I want all you people out there to understand. What God can do for you, and even I like myself, for so many years, I didn't have no job. But always, when I left home, my pastor told me, said, whatever you do, son, take the Lord with you. I didn't understand it because I come straight from the streets into a multi-million dollar business. It's so much money now till it's unreal. And understanding all over the world we meet and we greet every day and say, hell, Lord. Now, my understanding, what you think, what you say, comes back to you. The devil don't need nothing. You know, I mean, most people don't want to talk about spiritual, but it's a spiritual warfare. And God has brought me from the pits of hell to the top. You understand? Are you feeling me a little bit?
Yes, sir.
This is WWE. You understand what I'm talking about? And under new management, deep man, and an individual that doors was closed, all you got to do is do what's right.
And that's something that you have based a lot of your career on, is doing what's right.
Well, I treat people like you want to be treated.
Well, how did this all start? You know, because you mentioned... How did all this start? When you were younger, you know, you were clearly a... You had faith in your life. You had...
Wait a minute now. I've always went to church. I mean, people go to church and people, you know what I mean, they talk about it. But I mean, it's a little bit more than that. I mean, people talking about renewing their mind. You got to spiritually renew your mind to do right and treat people like you want to be treated. And it wasn't me. God kept me through all. I had the opportunity to touch some of the greatest athletes, some of the toughest individuals, like I told my pastor. I've been hit everywhere but under the bottom of my feet. And the only reason I didn't get that because I tried to stay on him. He gave me the power through him. It wasn't none of me.
I mean, you really have taken on some of the scariest, largest folks, but you were pretty scary yourself. I mean, you may be in your 80s, but you have a 20-year-old's handshake. I mean, you got quite the grip. So you were always strong, but it took something else.
God gave me everything. It can't be nothing but yourself. You know, I mean, I didn't finish school. If I had had that proper wrestling training, you know, that college training, I wrestled in junior high school. I wrestled at varsity when I was in junior high school. You know, I was a little bit ahead of my time, played a little football, God did it. And I just go in every week and challenge everybody, you know, to in there, you know.
When did God bring professional wrestling into your life?
excuse me. My mom, you send me to the Y. We used to go to the Y when I was little, you know, and wrestle. And we used to, the first wrestling that I saw was out of Chicago. You know, it was that Pat O'Connor that was one of the biggest starts of that whole era. I used to watch that with my mother on TV, and all. She was really excited and da da da. But when I started. I'm from Waterloo, Iowa, and that's the Kansas City area. And I went down. Bob Geigel, Gus Kearse was the promoter. Pat O'Connor was coming in, and I went down to Kansas City. I was working at John Deere Tractor Works, whatever. And I went down to Gus, let me come down to train. And Pat was an Olympic champion from New Zealand, Pat O'Connor. And I couldn't get out from under him, but he couldn't do nothing with me. You know, and that made him really kind of, and that's the start of that whole little thing there. And he couldn't beat me, and I wasn't too bad. God gave me a little skill, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
But I thank him. It wasn't me.
He didn't send you in unprepared.
And not at all. Not at all.
Well, when all of this began, what were some of the toughest challenges you faced?
Well, no. It's been there all the time, man. I mean, the race card has been played too long.
Yeah.
You know, that's been in everything. You know, and enduring through that. If it had not been for the Lord, you wouldn't be here.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, and all that old stinking thinking is still him.
Yep.
So, well, no, so what we do? We got to. That's one of the great things that, you know, I can only speak for myself is you know, making quality decisions and meeting good people and doing the right thing. That's about, you know, that boom.
Absolutely.
And I had been in Bildon right down the road there for a year or two, a couple of years, and went home. I got inducted into Gerald Briscoe got me inducted into the Hall of Fame, Luther's Dan Gable Hall of Fame in Waterloo, Iowa. That's my hometown. It took him 5 years to get me in there, okay? That's, you know, the college. That's, you know, I mean, knowing how to scuff a little bit. And then Brian Blair got me into the Cauliflower Club. That's in Las Vegas. You know, these are yearly things that we, you know, honor people in and whatever, so forth. But Gerald Briscoe and Bruce Prichard. You ever heard of that?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. They called me one, Jerry called me one day and he said, hey, just be quiet for a minute. I had been out of the wrestling business for over 25 years, at least 30 years maybe. Just say that. I'm talking about nothing that invited to anything that was going on and something going on every night.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah. And because I said I never would accept it of all of the years been suppressed dealing with not only me, but the fans. The fans. I mean, and Carrollton is one of the towns that Jim Cornette, you know,
him,
he talks about it all the time. You hit the button and let it hit. Listen to him talk about the character, whatever. But anyway, to move on. My good friend, Big Boy, Alfred. My little family home is in Jonesboro, 50 miles from here. That's where I come down to Georgia in 1972. And I've been there and that all over, but I kind of settled here in Jonesboro. And Carrollton was a little Saturday night town that we came all the time. But by coming and my grandkids and stuff, I had to get out from over there. So Big Boy told me I need to settle down where we, you know, we had moved around. So he brought me to this place. And I was there, and I happened to go every once a month to the men's meeting, Word of Life. You know, and, you know, I thank God, because this is a place where I, as you said, crossroads of your life.
Yep.
Of getting that clear understanding. I mean, you know, when you're trying to do right, or doing what, just like what you're doing, do what you do. You there's so many oppositions, and we're looking for good people.
Yes, sir.
And I attended, and I've heard things that I'm longing to hear, because I remember when Reverend R.S. Rucker told me, said, son, whatever you do, take God with you. Hey, look here. And when I got there and I heard Pastor, that's Keith. He don't want me to talk about him. But that's what we're supposed to be, example. We're ambassadors for the Lord. We're supposed to do. And that's what I saw in him. And I can't leave. you understand? I mean, look, but this is what, I really want to invite everybody. I want to shake their hand. I want to get to know. And we want to teach. We didn't come here just to talk. We come here to lift up the name of Jesus, giving God all the glory. And we want to help people, community, involvement, to help people. Pastor, hey. Come on now. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And now is the time to come together, love, peace, and joy, happiness. And that's what I done found, and clear understanding. And I won't go back, and I'm going to follow Jesus and my pastor all the way.
Amen. Well, time is
come on, y'all.
Time is 8:44. We're going to go ahead and take our first commercial break. But when we come back, we'll continue our interview with the legendary Thunderbolt Patterson as we chat more about how his life has been impacted by the Lord and impacted by those good people in his life. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The World Language Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined, curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in biliteracy fields of study. The successful completion of this journey provides colleges with a method to recognize a rigorous foreign language immersion experience for all students at Oak Mountain Academy. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
And we're back to Community Voice. Today is Tuesday, October 15th. I'm your host, Josh Engel. We are live streaming this morning's interview with a legendary professional wrestler, Thunderbolt Patterson, on our WLBB Facebook page. So if you have any questions or comments for our guests, please feel free to jump on in and throw those questions in the chat. I'd be honored to read those to our guest. Last segment, we had the opportunity to chat a bit how faith has impacted his life in these past few years and the relationship he's been able to develop with Chaplain Keith Giles. And of course, the church family that has accepted him so beautifully and he wants to give plenty of love to and celebrate. If I could, sir, I would love to ask a bit about your kayfabe.
Talk to me.
Yes, sir. Your kayfabe, the persona that you developed in your early days, where did that come from? Well, who were you inspired by? Were there other individuals in the circuit that you were inspired by when you created that presence in the ring?
Yeah, well, I mean, first of all, you got to be yourself. You got to be yourself. But I thought that Luthez was one of the greatest wrestlers that I've ever had the honor to wrestle with or work with. And even Pat O'Connor, I had the opportunity to work with great individuals and had to be me.
You know, stand up.
I learned from the best. I did a little amateur. I learned all the fundamentals, all the little hooks and what I needed to know. But when I got into the professional end, I got into it with individuals that had credentials. You know, I mean, you talk, you know, Dan Gable, Luthez, Carl Gotch. You understand what I'm saying? Jack and Jerry Briscoe.
Artists.
These are individuals that it's college. I mean, studied years and years. Kirk, you know, Sheldon Benjamin. That's the baddest. And Brock Lesnar. You know, these are individuals that can take their hands and do something to you, you know?
Yes, sir.
And body. And that and Bearcat Wright, years and years ago, he had Steve the Gaul, you know, I mean, unorthodox. You know, yeah, well, I'm unorthodox now, too. I do the best I can with God give me to do it. So that's just where it comes from, being me. Can't be nobody else.
Did you have any, were there any matches that particularly stood out to you as incredibly
good?
All of them were good.
All of them was good because I came along in the time that great individuals, Fritz Von Erich, to Eddie Graham, to Dr. Graham. You follow me?
Yes, sir.
I never got to meet Carl Gotch, but that's what the baddest one they say that around. You know, the
baddest of the bad.
The baddest of the bad. But the baddest of the bad, Hahoop and Barbarian. Them was, all the bad folks were my friends and all. You know what I mean? They never, Do you understand?
Yeah.
We respected each other.
You developed a kinship, a brotherhood.
But, yeah, but the individuals that, you know, were just as it is now, want to be and da-da-da and can't be, and sometimes you have to put them in their place. So, you know, thank God for Jesus. The blood did it.
Yes,
not
sir.
Me.
As you said, keeping Christ close to you.
Who? If it had not been him, he carried me. I wouldn't have made it. I can't tell you everything I done now.
I would love to ask a bit about, you know, you were incredibly outspoken about wrestlers' rights and fair treatment by promoters. Can you speak a bit to some of the battles that you were fighting behind the scenes with promoters to make sure that there was fair treatment for you and your fellow wrestlers?
I mean, a lot of them. I mean, pay, money. Money was the main money. There's no insurance, you know. And
you guys are hurting yourself. I mean, you're getting hurt, you know, out there.
Well, I had a few, you know, fractured, compound fractured things out and whatever. No pay, no nothing, no, da-da-da-da. But God chose me to do this. And I tried to get a union to get, you know, I wanted to be promoter. I mean, there's, you know, never was a black promoter nowhere. And I did run, promoted in Atlanta. The Omni, and they shut the door and closed it down, every all type of thing. It's all in the book. I got Hollywood paid me for 4 years, sent it back to me with watermelons all on the White House lawn. You know, that's just the book. I put the book out there before I done I got the script for the book before I done the movie.
Yeah.
Before the book.
Really?
You understand? They're doing the book now.
About you?
My life story.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah. You understand what it's been all these years and whatever, and I'm trying to anchor where we can help folks. Where all that money been going out there for individuals, for all the vulgar stuff and all of the, hey, come on. Come
yes,
on,
sir.
Come on. Come on, man. That's cheating the fans. And we're here to lift up the name of Jesus and help people. That's what I'm trying to build my legacy, to help people.
Yes, sir.
And they didn't call me to Carrollton. God didn't set me.
And here, and this is just another opportunity to impact the lives of people in the community, to get to hear your story or read your story when the book comes out.
And the film is going to be the one to see the whole thing. But the whole, right now, we just talk about now.
Yes, sir.
Is praising, worshiping. When the praises goes up, the blessings come down, you know, moving around the state of Georgia. And far as pastor, I'm old. I can't go too much, but I'm finna start bringing some of the real superstars through here and a little wrestling. And
that would be an awesome
thing. And we're going to intend to build for work with the young, the kid, the babies and the old folks, we have problems. And they just throw us away. So we're going to try to have a start of revival that just don't stop.
Yes, sir.
Just bringing people together, love and joy. And I'm a word of life. Come. Y'all come. Call somebody. Tell somebody. I want to meet them. And I want them to hear the word, the yes, true sir. Word. And I'm talking about the word, and there ain't nothing behind that, none of that mess behind. This is real. You understand me?
Yes, sir.
You time feel is me? Now, do you feel me?
I feel it.
All right.
I definitely feel it. Time is 8:54. Okay. It looks like we unfortunately are out of time. But if you could. Yeah, time flies fast.
We're just getting wound up, ain't we, guy?
If you could, sir, please give folks an invitation to the church one more time. What is the name of the church that
come
folks
on, that's can... Word of Life, and that's on 160. Let them tell you. What the, will you give me the address of the place?
1635.
Bankhead Highway. That's where I'm Sunday and Wednesday. But listen, because we're going to start doing more things. We're going to try. I'm going to see when the development. They're working. Pastor doing a wonderful job pulling people together and working on them little kids. But we want to do. I want to put a Western fashion show for them little babies. They got a little preacher. Ooh, Lord. Mm.
Well, it looks like we're out of time. Thunderbolt, thank you so much for coming on. And thank you to everyone that tuned into the show today with the legend himself. We'll see you next time.